Well, we're going to be on the road with you, as I had mentioned before, burying the ashes of Kim's beloved father at a veteran cemetery of note in western New York. And we had a decision to make. We were going to fly or drive. And with everything going on, I know it's going to be busy on the roadways, but we just feel like we have a little more control because some things seem to be out of control in the airline industry, which we hope that they can get fixed. It's better for all of us, better for the airlines. They want to be flying. They don't want to be postponing and canceling. So if we're going to be on the roads together, let's find out how the roads are going to be for us. And Diane Cross, the queen of the Michigan Department of Transportation and fine spokesperson, is on the other end of her line heading into what will be a very busy weekend, holiday weekend. But there's some good news here. Good morning to you, Diane.
Good morning to you. And it will be a busy weekend because we're going to have a lot of traffic on the roads. And we give most every project the weekend off, the holiday weekend off. But unfortunately, because we've torn up so many of these roads and it's in the middle of the project, you're still not going to be able to use a lot of them. But what we have been able to pull off, we have. But the big ones, Paul, like 275 from 94 to 9614, that has to stay because we've got the roadway torn up. 75 from 696 to 13 Mile Road. M59 from from Grosbeck to 94, that remains in place. Telegraph in Dearborn, 94 to Michigan. So those really big ones where we're in the middle of the project, those have to stay. But a lot of the maintenance that we've had going on, like M14 through 275, that's cleared up for the weekend. You're going to find a lot of the other daily things that happen and affect your ride. We've been able to put those away.
Yeah, we're told, in fact, it was so important, the governor herself made the announcement yesterday that 100 out of 162 road projects statewide will be affected by these this little bit of time off that you're giving the workers and we the people on the roadways. So that's a lot of them, 100 out of 162, but there are still 62 that we'll contend with for the reasons you just gave.
And out of that 62, 21 of those are here in Metro Detroit. You know, we are the biggest part of the state, largest population, the largest number of freeways. So a good portion of that is us here in Metro.
Yep, you're responsible at the MDOT for nearly 10,000 miles of state highways, carrying more than 50% of all traffic, about 70% of commercial traffic in Michigan. And AAA is predicting nearly 50 million people traveling in the United States this weekend. That is the most since before the COVID-19 pandemic. And I appreciate you are ready for that, Diane, and that you have cut back on the work in those areas where you can. And that should make it a little smoother sailing. Any other tips or red flags even that you might want to share with us, Diane?
Well, I would like to let you know that while we're doing this for the holiday, come Tuesday morning, a lot of the projects will be coming back, and we do have a couple of really big things that are going to be starting next week. And while they're not big in the sense of construction, they are big that they're going to have a huge impact on drivers. On the 7th, I believe that's Thursday of next week, we are closing the West 696 ramp to South 75. We've already got west to north closed, west 696 to north 75 closed. That's through November. Now we're closing west 696 to south 75. That's going to be through October. So that means anyone heading westbound on the route, or you are not going to be able to connect with I-75 while this project continues, and that is going to be huge. Also near the airport, southbound 275, we're closing the ramps to 94 starting Monday the 11th for about a month, south 275 to 94. You'll have to go down to Eureka and use either that entrance to the airport or then turn around to go north to connect to 94. It's going to be a huge headache. It's going to add delays, not only people for flights, but heading to work because, you know, anything out of the norm affects people, but that's kind of a big one.
Yeah, a couple of big ones. And yeah, anything out of the norm does affect us, especially in the morning when we're in habits and doing what we do.
Yes.
And
and we're dealing with that morning sunshine kind of blindness. If you're heading eastbound in the morning, even that adds to what slows down people's commute. So they need to plan extra time.
Yeah, good points. Good points. It's It's going to be busy. July 4th, all the experts are saying looks like summer's peak travel, and they add the word nightmare to it, and we're trying to help people prepare so that they don't have a quote-unquote nightmare. You will possibly get stuck in traffic alongside other 4th of July travelers if you leave between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. tonight, today and tonight, or between noon and 9 p.m. tomorrow on Friday. So it's important for us all to be prepared, to be flexible, to minimize stress, enjoy the holiday. We know ahead of time it's going to be busier than it's been out there. Well, they say since before the pandemic. So we just have to be prepared. And I think you're going to be helping us throughout this period. We appreciate that, Diane Cross. And we appreciate all the work the Michigan Department of Transportation workers have done and continue to do. And you bet Tuesday you're kind of anxious to get back at it, and you do have some big projects. And we're anxious to get it all done. And let me say, we don't hear this enough, that you guys have done a marvelous job. When we get on the roads that have been fixed, they are spectacular. And I'm not sure enough love has come MDOT's way and the workers' way. To say how much we appreciate that. It was a pain in the butt. We all know that. But through all of that comes some very nice roads and good roads to drive on.
And thank you for that, because you're right. We don't hear that very often. But people don't realize we really aren't out to get them. But that idea, we either have to close the road to fix it, or we have to close the road because it's not safe for you to drive. It's not just random types of things. This is long-term planning, and having money makes a huge difference, and we've got money right now, and we've got to use it, and our roads obviously need it. So thank you very much for that. You're always very gracious to send love our way, and I appreciate that.
Well, you deserve it. And, I honest to goodness get the impression some people actually think you guys have secret meetings to say, okay, what can we screw up for the drivers today? What can we do to make it extra hard for them to get from here to there? You guys are out there driving too. Nobody wants it to be tough.
We are.
To get from here to there.
The same road.
Yeah, right.
That's right. And again, if I can just remind people, I'm speaking for MDOT, which is the I, M, and U.S. roads, the state roads. But then you've got your counties and your cities and townships that are working on their roads too, because we all only have really an 8-month window, if weather is good, to get work done. So yeah, it may seem like we're affecting every single route, but we're different agencies that are using our own money and fixing our own roads. And if you drive through multiple places, you're going to be affected by multiple agencies working on their roads.
And at best, you try to coordinate all of that. What's the website again we can go to and get a heads up before we get in the car about various construction sites?
Thank you so much for that. The nickname is MyDrive, short for Michigan, MyDrive, but it's Michigan.gov, G-O-V, short for government, Michigan.gov/drive. It'll show you the whole state. And in the upper left, there's a little legend. You can use a construction cone, a camera. You can see the speeds, and you can zoom in anywhere on the state, and you'll see what's currently happening with either construction or if there's a crash location or you want to see the cameras. And we don't have cameras everywhere in the state. Most of them are here in Metro. But you'll have some idea what's happening on the roads if you check that before you leave the house.
Thanks, Diane. Have a happy 4th of July.
And be safe, everyone who's driving. Thank you.
Absolutely right. Diane Cross, the queen of the Michigan Department of Transportation, doing a fine job filling us in on everything. And that's a good place to check, Michigan.gov/drive, Michigan.gov/drive. A little later this morning, Governor Kristi Noem is checking in. We're looking forward to it here on WJR.